Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. Since my last commentary on county aviation, I received a reply from former local businessman Stan Smith. He included some of his memories regarding aviation history, which I would like to share with you. In Stan's words, it begins, "I was born in 1930 in Long Beach. My mother was anxious to show me off to her parents in Berkeley, so she bought tickets on a new airline that flew the Ford Trimotor aircraft. Before the flight, the pilot declared me the youngest passenger he had ever flown. He wanted to hold me, so I upchucked on his fancy uniform. The flight was delayed while he cleaned up. Other than that, the flight went well. I have later decided that the flight was not all about me. Mom had a couple of secrets that she wasn't about to tell to a 3 or 4 week old kid. She grew up in Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Her folks had property, and her dad was sheriff of the county. World War I had just ended. The Jenny pilots were given a chance to purchase the aircraft that they had flown in war, and one lucky fellow bought his and was flying it home but ran into a little trouble. He set it down in my grandfather's field and really upset the town. He had to order and wait for a part, so he was invited to stay in my grandparents' home. He immediately took over some of the chores and made himself very welcome. Mom was 13 then and probably couldn't think of much more than this hero who had dropped out of the sky. The parts came in and he was ready to go, so he offered rides to the family. They all turned him down until they got to the youngest, Mom, of course. He gave her a great tour of the town and surrounding ranches. That did it. She was smitten with the thought of flying, but didn't have another chance until her employer bought tickets for her to take me to Berkeley. The effects of the Depression were really telling on everyone, so the thought of flying ever again was put aside until 1947, when I was a junior in Fortuna High School. We lived in Carlotta then, and I had been to the rodeo parade in Fortuna. I was walking, hitchhiking, if a friend came along, home. Out of Ronerville, I heard a plane and watched it land. Well, nothing to do but investigate. I hiked across the fields and met Leroy Gates and Jim Meade. They were just out of the military and were starting the airfield. At that time, it was located on the lower level, just north of the present strip. Stan's story is a bit more in length than my time will allow, so I will continue in 2 weeks, as I think the story is worth telling. To be continued, Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.